Hey guys, welcome to the Celibacy Talks Podbean. I know it's been a couple of weeks, or maybe not even a couple of weeks, it's been about a week or so since we last uploaded, but I wanted to come by today. I'm actually traveling to Mississippi to pick up my mom, and I just finished listening to Juanita Bynum video called Preparation. And today I kind of want to piggyback off that, because so many of us are walking around with dead dreams on the inside of us, dead goals, dead purposes, dead callings that we have on the inside of us that we've lost sight of, that we've lost connection to, that we've completely, you know, aborted because of life and the situations and, you know, things that happens in life. And today I am calling, you know, I'm coming back, and I'm on fire for my dreams and the purpose and things that God has placed in me that he wants me to do. And I'm hoping to ignite your fire in you so that you can go out and do what it is God has called you to do, equip you to do, and empower you to do. And so today I want to talk about finding your place, finding your stance, taking your stance on your dream. And I would like to also, you know, just announce that I started my cleaning business about a month or so ago, but I just recently announced it to the public. I was really skeptical at first about releasing it, because people, you know, people tend to have a lot of negative things to say when you are out trying to obtain your dreams and reach, you know, your goal and the life that you want for yourself. And they tend to have a lot of mean things to say. And sometimes what people can say could hinder you, stop you, or, you know, make you give up altogether on going after your dream. And so I waited a while before I actually put it out, because I didn't want to move out of God's timing, for one. And I wasn't ready to really deal with the negativity of other people and their thoughts and their opinions and all of that. But what God has showed me, and basically what I've learned through life of, you know, going out, because I'm one of those women, honey, I do not take no for an answer. Failure is not an option for me. I go after whatever I believe in, whatever is on my heart and my, you know, in my spirit to do. I do it, you know, I go after it, because I feel like it's impossible to know if you could actually achieve it if you never take the opportunity, if you never take the chance, if you never make the sacrifice, if you never move forward on it. How could you know if it's possible to start that business? How could you know if it's possible, you know, to write that book? How could you know if it's possible to win? You know, because if you never start, you'll never know, you know. And so today I want to challenge you to realign your dreams, realign yourself on the road to success. I want you to really see where you are right now, and if this is where you want to be, and if this is the life that you want and that you desire for yourself, then okay, then that's fine. Great for you. But if this is not the life that you want for yourself, this is not where you saw yourself 5 years, 10 years ago, this is not where you wanted to, you know, you hoping you would be somewhere else by now. If you're that person and you really got things that you feel like God is calling you to do, and things that, you know, you want to achieve, and goals and stuff that you have on your own vision board that you want to do, that you push aside today, I want to challenge you to take a step. I want to challenge you to wake up, to ignite the fire on the inside of you, to wake up from sleeping and get up and chase your dream. Because nothing comes to a sleeper but a dream. But it's impossible to achieve a dream if you're asleep. Sleeping brings on the dream. But you have to get up and wake up to go out and get the dream. Meaning you have to get up. You have to do what you have to do. You have to have the mindset, you know what? I'm not taking no for an answer. If I get denied this long, then I'm going to go somewhere else. If I get denied, you know, the opportunity to speak or to preach or whatever the case may be, I'm going to keep on pushing. You cannot stop. We are living in a year where the favor of God is upon his people. We have the ability, the authority to ask for anything in the name of Jesus, and it will and shall be done, because God cannot lie. We are walking in supernatural favor this year, and I want to challenge you to wake up, get up, and get started. No more delays, no more excuses, no more pushing it off. Let me wait for 3 more months or next year's income tax time. No, we don't have that kind of time, and you don't have that kind of time. You got to move now. Stop worrying about what you have now, how you can't do it because you don't have enough money, you don't have what it needs. What can you do? What can you do? What can you do to help push your dream further? What can you do? Can you make the flyer? Can you make the business card? Can you build the website? Can you go tell people about it? What can you do? Do what you can, and God will do what you can't. Stop looking for resources and go to the number one source. Anything that you need, God will provide. He promised in his word to provide everything that is needed. He knows the things that we are in need of before we even need it. Why are we so dense when it comes to faith? Why are we so skeptical when it comes to asking God to move on the things that he has placed in our heart and our spirit? What is wrong? We are disconnected. That's what's wrong. We disconnected from God with our faith. We have little faith, and the little faith that we have, most of it goes to people. And when people disappoint us, we blame God because we say we have faith in God. But in all reality, our faith was never in God. Our faith was in people, and we was praying that God would move on people and that he would cause people to open doors for us, when we should have been saying, God, I'm trusting that you will open the door for me. I'm trusting that you will make a way for me. I'm trusting that you have already done it for me. Not, God, please let her see how great I am. God, please let, you know, the manager hire me. No, you don't need that. You need to tell God that you trusted in him to do it, because all it takes is one word from God. All it takes is one push from God. And anybody and anything that is in your way will come down like a domino effect, because God is all powerful. He is all knowing. He is the beginning and the end, the first and the last. And if we are children of God, we should know that we have been given the power to walk over the enemy, the serpents, and everything that the devil and the enemy and life throws at us. We have the power to overcome it. We have the power to just go out and be great. We are great within because we serve a great God. You have got to come accustomed to just walking out in your greatness. Stop holding it in. Stop keeping it in the closet with you when you pray and you have all this powerful, amazing things going on in your prayer room, your war room, and then you go out the door and you like, well, I don't know. I know I prayed about it. God said he'll do it. You know, I believe he'll do it. Believing is not enough. Faith without works is dead. Faith without works is dead. Faith without works is dead. You have to do more than believe. You have to get up and move. When you take one step, God will take two. Sometimes God will take 10. Sometimes you don't even have to take a step. Sometimes all you need to do is crawl and say, God, if thou be with me, God, help me to remain strong. Help me to move forward. Open the doors for me, God. Make ways out of no way. Turn no's into yeses. Move mountains for me, for I believe, God, and I'm crawling, because that's all I can do right now, because my strength is weakened, but my faith is strong. Will you move for me? And watch God. Instantly, he does it. Instantly, he moves. Surround yourself with positive people. People who are on the move for Jesus, on the move for their dreams, who's on the move for success. Get away from those people that have been in the same spot and doing the same things they were doing that you were doing when you were teenagers, or the same thing they were doing 5 years ago, or still have the same things but still hoping for better. They're not moving. They're stagnant. And if you remain around them, you will become stagnant as well. I challenge you today to wake up, to rise up within yourself. Wake up the king and the queen in you. Wake up the power of the mighty God in you. Rise up right now. Get up, get out, and do something that's going to change your life, that's going to impact your future, that's going to sustain you financially, emotionally, physically, and spiritually, and most of all, mentally. Get your mind in order, for your mind is the beginning. What you think, you will get. What you think, you will get. What you think, you will get. Think of those things that are good, those things that are just. Trust in God and move in the promises that He has for you. Have a great day.